Praise be to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Who are you? It's a question as old as time, but how it has been answered has changed over the centuries. Long ago, family identity was the most important factor. I am a descendant of David, or I am from the family of Judah. And where they came from formed the foundation, the bedrock of their identity. You see, it wasn't found in self, but found in association with something else, something much larger than one's own person. And a person's identity was unchangeable, undeniable, unshakable. It formed that person. It gave meaning to that person. It gave him worth. You see, it connected him to something, anchored and defined him. But it also limited him because he could not escape the identity he had been born into. That was simply unfathomable, considered even impossible. And so he was left living an identity whether he liked it or not. As time went on, mankind did not like it. So he fought against those chains in search of freedom. And he stepped off that foundation that was once undeniable, once unchangeable, in search of his own identity. And it would be one of true independence, one that was not restricted or constrained by ancestry or even long-held truth claims. It would be one personalized to him and only him. It would bring freedom. It would open doors to a life that was once impossible to imagine. And you see, this is where we find ourselves today. We're searching for that freedom from the constraints of the world. We have long ago abandoned associations that limit us and tie us down. Are we descendants of David? Who cares? It's not even important that we're descendants from our own parents. We have broken free from those constraints. And we are now free to construct our own foundation, our own identity. We're free to say who we say we are, not who the world or history or even our family says we are. We stand on our own bedrock that we have built, and we declare who we are. I am a male. I am a female. I am neither. I am both. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm neither. I'm both. I am the definer of my own life. I am the definer of my own truth. I am the definer of my own I am. You see, we construct our identities from a smorgasbord of options, some existing and others that we define ourselves. Do we see a dish we like? No. Then we create it. And we add it to who we are. I am in charge. I am free. But am I? Am I really? Have I really defined myself independent from everyone else? Am I really free? Is that even possible? The answer, of course, is no. Trying to do so is like a bush in the wastelands that Jeremiah talks about. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. See, when we reject the identity that has been given to us, and when we begin to construct one ourselves, we're like that bush, digging through sand in search of nutrients, in search of something that will keep us alive. Our roots will wander deeper, farther from our trunk, in search of something that we need. We think it's not water, for we believe that not to be necessary. We can sustain ourselves. We don't need outside help. We're free, after all. We know who we are because we have designed who we are. And as the designer, we believe that we can also be the sustainer. So what are we searching for then, if not water? See, we want to believe that we're not searching, but that's a lie. We are. So what are we seeking? It's relationships. It's that simple. God designed us to be in them and made it impossible to survive without them. And so our roots are seeking connections with others, associations with others, relationships with others. We need them like a plant needs water. And so our search for freedom, for independence, for an identity doesn't come from within ourselves. It sounds counterintuitive, but attempting to find it by creating our identity actually bounds us even more, restricts our freedom, and chains us to a life of searching. Constant searching for association, for relationship with something outside ourselves. And we end up like the bush in the wasteland, dwelling in the parched places of the desert where no one lives, always chasing after an identity that can be validated. But when we discard all of these small I ams and replace them with the great I am, that's when we find true freedom. Jeremiah says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, the one who abandons the identities of self, of family, and ancestry, and embraces instead the identity given to him through Jesus. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. This is the identity in Jesus, a relationship that changes everything. This is what gives us true freedom. But it doesn't make sense to the world. How can a relationship with Christ make us free? Are we not then constrained to the laws and commandments of God? Are we no longer free to define our own truths, our own I ams? How can we call this freedom? See, this is what our world struggles with today. They reject the idea that in Christ we can have true freedom because it just doesn't make sense. They want to be the ones to define who they are. And so they abandon Jesus and continue to dwell in the wastelands. But we know that faith in Jesus associates us with His death and His resurrection, and therefore frees us from the punishments of our sins. See, we know that faith in Jesus gives us an identity that is attached not to man or to nation, but to God Himself. We know that faith in Jesus gives us true freedom. Freedom from worrying if we are doing enough to be included in His kingdom. We find freedom in Christ Jesus when we abandon our own small I ams and replace them with the great I am. We no longer define ourselves by ourselves, but by God Himself. I am is in me. I am has adopted me. I am has called me His child. And I am has made me an heir to His riches of grace and mercy. When we are associated with the great I am, He plants us by the water and sends out our roots to the stream. Our identity defined, associated with Him, we are not in a wasteland fending for ourselves, but are being nourished from the waters of our baptism and fed from the body and the blood of our Savior. We have no worries, no doubts, no fears, for we know that these waters will sustain us and give us life everlasting. This is true freedom. And it is a freedom that can only be found in Christ. And so I leave you with this question. Where do you find your identity? Please pray with me. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. When I don't belong, you say I'm yours. I believe. I believe what you say of me. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you, I find my worth. In you, I find my identity. Amen.